Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, had a good little lead there for a little bit, but their offense is high powered and fought right back and got it between, you know, within a score, but we obviously responded right back, got a couple touchdowns and, you know, field goal and a couple big plays. So, you know, that's what we needed to do. So, you know, it's a good performance by all three phases, and offense, defense, special teams obviously was outstanding. Defense getting us turnovers, and offense, you know, scoring touchdowns, making enough plays, scoring enough points to get the win.
Talk about David Wilson.
Yeah, I thought the red zone was definitely better. You're not always going to be 100%. You want to be. There's going to be times where, you know, the defense makes plays and so they had but I thought we had opportunities. We had chances. They made a couple plays on a fade to Akeem that you know kept us to a field goal. But after that, you know, we started making the plays that we needed to, and hit Hickson on a fade, hit Martellus on a little one, and started running the ball in there as well, and then obviously hit Victor on a little play action. So, you know, those red zones where we need touchdowns, we've been talking about that. You know, I think we get in inside the red zone more than anybody. We just got to make sure we get touchdowns, and tonight we did a lot better job of that.
Eli, how impressive was the job both running the ball and on special teams?
Yeah. He had a big night, and obviously his special teams and his kickoff returns were outstanding. Obviously, giving us a touchdown after I threw an interception for a touchdown was very nice of him. I appreciated that, and then a couple other great kickoffs, getting his field position. And then the runs. I thought he ran hard. Just a little while ago, I said, you know what your best play was picking up that free safety blitz on a play action. So he's learning. Obviously, running hard, a couple big runs at the end, get some first downs, and obviously showed the speed on the toss for that last touchdown.
Eli, how nice is it to get the field position that you guys got from special teams and the defensive turnovers?
Yeah, I mean that's outstanding. When the defense gets fumble recoveries, interceptions, that gives us great field position, and we're able to respond and get touchdowns hopefully out of that. And it makes a big difference. We don't have to drive, 70 or 80 yards. We don't have to drive 30 yards to get points. Makes our job a lot easier.
Eli, do you get to throw with Wilson if you can score where you are in the field?
Well, he definitely got breakaway speed and showed it tonight on a few plays. And obviously his kickoff returns, that's huge for us. If you can get, a couple of those a game or one of those a game to give us great field position, but tonight obviously had three or four great ones, and then Jernigan also, but if you can get some runs to him where he can, I thought he ran hard tonight on a lot of plays, and if we just get him a few touches, the more touches you get him, the more opportunities he's gonna have to break a big one.
Yeah, well, the press is good at you, too.
Yeah, they played, they do a good job of kind of rotating their safeties. So on that one, I knew I was going to have one-on-one coverage and needed a touchdown in that situation. So I was confident and had good rhythm and put it right in a spot where only he could catch it or nobody. And he made a great catch and getting in bounds and big play for us right before halftime, giving us an 8-point lead going into halftime. Yeah, I think offensively, just continue to work and make sure everybody is doing the right things. Our assignments, our technique, are perfect, and getting back to practice and make sure everything's sharp and we're doing exactly what we need to do to get open. Offensive line's protecting. We're getting good down in distance and not having a whole lot of third and long situations. So I think guys are just stepping up and responding and getting Akeem back running where he's making plays again is obviously outstanding and. Getting Hickson back into the mix, getting him healthy. Martellus has been playing well, so all those things make a big difference. Yeah, I think when you have three receivers and a tight end who are all capable of getting the ball, and you have great confidence in them and trust that they're going to get open and beat whatever coverage they're throwing at you, wherever the one-on-ones are. It eliminates what defenses do. They can't just say, hey, we're going to double Akeem and double Victor. And if they want to do that, hey, we'll win with Martellus, we'll win with Hickson. So I thought tonight we mixed it up really well. Just makes my job a lot easier when I can just read the coverage and understand what my rules are, where I need to go with the ball, and you know, the first guys are winning on their routes.
Right before kickoff, Dallas and Washington went in dramatic fashion with field goals. Were you guys aware of that? And if so, did that change the feel of the urgency of this game?
No. I mean, I think we came in all week knowing what this game meant, and we needed to get a win. And, I think our concern – right now and for these next 3 weeks is about the New York Giants and what we need to do. And, that's all we can focus on. And so, obviously each week, it might present a different circumstance. But obviously after the first week of this four-game season, all three teams in the NFC East won. I think Philly won also, so all four teams. But, in this race, won games, and so we got to keep going and keep winning football games. I happened to see, just kind of during the timeout, I looked up and saw that Washington had won. I did not see the Dallas score until after the game. I asked somebody, and they told me Dallas won as well.